Coming up next, Howard Holly presents Against All Odds. And now your host, Howard Holly.
Good morning, good morning. And welcome to Against All Odds, How Successful People Overcome Adversity. My name is Howard Holly. I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Weitzel. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Howard.
So, Kristen, we finished up with Charlie Freeman, who's going to kick off the Business Expo on November 7th. And I thought that was an excellent interview. I'm trying to find a new adjective here. And now we're going to have the interview, with our keynote speaker who will speak at lunch. Her name is Sheila Johnson. Sheila is founder and CEO of Salamander Hotels and Resorts, which is headquartered in Middleburg, Virginia. Welcome, Sheila.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you, and thank you so much for joining our show.
It's my pleasure.
No, the pleasure is truly mine. Sheila, let me start off with what you're doing now. Tell me a little bit about Salamander. Why did you get into this business?
Well, you know, I'm in the third act of my life, and the first two acts, you know, as I've told many people, first act was a concert violinist, second act was co-founder of Black Entertainment Television, and I just hit a point in my life where my life was going through a transition,
mm-hmm.
and I was still young.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? And people kept saying, well, you have a lot of money. Why don't you just relax and enjoy it? But I've never been that type of person.
Sure.
And I wanted to really move forward in establishing a new company. I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. And bought 340 acres of Pamela Harriman's property right here in the town of Middleburg. And as I walked up there, I knew exactly what I wanted to do was get into the hotel business. It took longer than I expected, but I really believed that things happened for a reason and decided, you know, after hiring an incredible team of people, that I needed to keep them employed and decided to buy Innisbrook Resort outside of Tampa, Golf Resort. And because it was during the time of the recession, it was 2 weeks from bankruptcy. I loved the bones of the property. More importantly, I loved the employees that worked there. And I could see the despair in their face and hope that someone would take this over. And there were homeowners there. And so I decided to purchase the property, completely renovated it. Now a preferred hotel. We have the Valspar golf tournament there, which is on NBC.
Yes.
So we, it is really almost a brand new property. It's got a whole new life. And then we expanded, picked up management properties, Reunion, and Hammock Beach. So we have created the Grand Golf Resorts of Florida. But back to Salamander. And the reason why I'm telling you all this, I had to do something while we were still fighting the fight here in Middleburg. And after 11 years, got the entitlements and the ability to start.
Wow,
building.
It took 11 years, Sheila, for you
oh,
to.
Oh, yes, it did.
I did not know that. Wow.
Yeah.
And so then you were bringing on board these other properties during that time, Innisbrook.
Exactly, yeah.
And Reunion, you know, as well, right?
And that's what you do when you're facing adversity. Mm-hmm. You find new roads in which you're going to pay the way to build a company.
Absolutely.
So things always happen for a reason, and this is one of the greatest reasons of all.
How does this tie to your athletic interests? You're one of the few people who have some ownership in three different athletic teams.
Well, again, because of this transition in life, you'd be surprised how many doors start to open when you open yourself up.
Yes.
And you've got the ability to do it. The late Abe Poland came to me one day and said, you know, Sheila, I'd like you to buy our WNBA team, the Washington Mystics. And he had a price tag on it for $25 million, and I knew I wasn't born yesterday. WNBA teams weren't going for that. First of all, no WNBA team had been bought at that time.
Oh, prior to your buying the Mystics,
right.
Not one has
right.
sold. Wow, okay.
So most of them were always, and a lot of them are still owned by their NBA team.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So I decided to do a little homework and looked at the financials, went to my lawyer, and I said, you know, I think we have a better suggestion here for Mr. Poland. And I knew that Ted Leonsis had first right of refusal. He already owned the cap.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That once Mr. Poland passed, that he would take over, you know, the entire franchise here in Washington. And I said, why can't I get in on this? So I made him an offer he couldn't refuse. I dropped the price on the WNBA and decided to buy into the Wizards and the Capitals and become vice chairman of Monumental Sports and Entertainment. So it was a door that opened that I went through.
You didn't just go through, Sheila.
It then shows other women that they have the opportunities that they can do the same thing. And since then, there have been a lot of women, either they're small franchise owners or they have started WNBA teams themselves, like in Seattle.
I was about to say, you didn't just go through the door. You really burst through the door.
Yeah.
What started as a conversation about the Mystics ended up being three different teams and just very, very impressive by any view. You talked about going into the financials and understanding that. And you're quoted as saying that back when you first started, you were very technical and very much into the details. But then you're quoted as saying, but I make my biggest decisions on instinct. Could you say more about those two?
Yeah, I'm really starting to trust myself more when making decisions because mm-hmm. sometimes if you just go by the book all the time, you can't see the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't look just tunnel vision straight ahead. I look sideways and in the back of my head, and I watch the big picture as it's moving forward and seeing what's happening globally. And that's how I make my decisions, because so often you can be so narrow-minded and not make the right decisions. You have to be able to look ahead and see where is this path really going to lead me?
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be an end goal here? What is it I do want to achieve in the end? And I think too many people do not look at the long range.
Mm-hmm.
Forecast in the sense of where their life is going to go.
Absolutely.
And I think that's really important.
Good. Now, Sheila, we're going to take a break here and hear from our sponsors, and then we will be right back. You are listening to Against All Odds with our guest, Sheila Johnson. We will be right back.
Thrive Magazine and Intracoastal Bank present the 4th Annual Back to Business Expo, November 7th at Hammock Beach Resort in Palm Coast. Be in it to win it. Features Sheila Johnson, CEO of Salamander Hotels and Resorts and co-founder of BET. Charles Freeman, Executive VP and Chief Revenue Officer of the Orlando Magic. Gain new skills. Learn from Disney on building a culture of innovation. Understand how technology impacts business and consumer behavior. Take the first step to excellence and be in it to win it. Register now, BACExpo.com.
The University Women of Flagler is having its scholarship event, an evening of jazz, art, and hors d'oeuvres. It's toe-tapping and tapas, featuring Rob Whiting's Jazz Express and art by local artists. Come out Saturday, November 8th at the Hilton Garden Inn from 7 to 10 p.m. You don't want to miss this exciting event. Tickets are $45. Call 386-445-4236. That's 386-445-4236. Welcome back. You are listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly, and our guest today is Sheila Johnson, founder and CEO of Salamander Hotels and Resorts. Now, Sheila, you've just talked about instinct and trusting yourself and your instincts more.
Yeah.
I want to ask you this. How do you measure that overall success? I mean, you know, I often ask that question, Sheila, because we all have different definitions of what success is. And for you, who've had so much success, how do you measure your own personal success?
Well, I don't know whether I even like the word success. I have to say that the jury's still out as far as my success is concerned. And people always say, oh, you're so successful. Mm-hmm. I don't see myself that way yet because there's so much more than I want to accomplish. I want to continue to develop myself personally. Mm-hmm. And when I feel as though I'm at the point where I have had so much personal growth, and I've had, over since the transition of my life, I have grown a lot emotionally and as far as a businesswoman. And so I feel personally successful that way. The only way I can continue to grow my company is I have to develop a team, which, and the team has got to be the best. And that's how you start, a company starts experiencing growth. But within that team, I am here to develop leaders. When I decided to go into the hotel business, I didn't know anything about it. I knew what I wanted. I do a lot with design. I know how I feel about being around people and wanting to be a good host. You know, there's all that sort of periphery stuff, but I know that I had to bring in a team of people that I could develop as leaders, and that's where we're going to start having explosive growth.
And what do you use, Sheila, as your criteria? How do you sift through to discern who can meet that criteria you've just, you know, established?
Well, I interview a lot of people, and again, that's where the instinct kicks in. And I have to say, through the failure of hiring bad employees, this is where this has been my learning curve.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. Now I know who to hire and who not to hire.
Yes.
You have to make sure that you have people that are going to share your vision, that don't come into your company that have a whole nother agenda, that are narcissistic. I also call them energetic vampires. You know, that don't ride on your coattails, you know, just for the sake of riding on them. For their own success, and you have to really watch people carefully. Character really does come in question, and I think if people that do not have good character, sometimes that really comes out in the interviews. Because character really communicates a lot of things. It's whether you're going to be consistent, whether you're going to build sustainability in your company, what kind of potential do you really have. And also, are you going to respect everyone that's in your work environment?
Absolutely.
And you can really sense that in interviews. I also do major investigative background searches on people. And it can be anywhere from drug testing to making sure they didn't lie on their resume, that their financials are in order, because people that don't have their financials in order, I've found that end up stealing from my company. There's just a lot of factors that go into this, and I've learned how to do this over trial and error.
Well,
Believe me, I have not been perfect at this, and it has cost me a lot of money.
You know, you talked about shared vision, and that is so important along with the shared alignment, but there also has to be shared value. You know, you have to hire people who share your values. They can have their own, but they have to share your values. And I want to poke on that a little bit because you're quoted also as saying that BET had gotten to the point that it seemed to be misaligned to your personal values. Could you, and yet and still, it was still a very successful business throwing off an enormous amount of cash.
Well, it threw off cash at the sale.
Okay.
That's when it threw off the cash. And it's just like owning a team. You don't make your money until you sell it.
So,
you know, as far as that was concerned, and you have to understand, we had an angel investor, John Malone, that stayed with us entirely through this whole journey of BET. Yes, the company grew. It grew on videos.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
But what happened is once these videos started up, I thought that they were great. They were sort of like small documentaries with music, and they told stories. But as they continued to grow, you know, with all the other genre of music that was coming out of there, I personally did not like the way women were represented. I thought we were starting to go off the path of the reason why we started this show, I mean, this company. I really wanted to get into news. I really wanted to have critical shows that talked, that really gave the African American voice their views and to be able to tell their stories. I had a, because of the frustration of the video market, I started a show called Teen Summit, which really talked about the way young girls were being portrayed, to talk about critical issues that young people weren't comfortable talking with their own parents about. And then there was also this whole new group of young people that were growing up, babies having babies, whatever you want to say. And they really didn't have that foundation and that grounding of where they could really share issues and talk about issues that were going on in their life. Teen Summit stayed on the air for 11 years. I had grants from the Kaiser Foundation. Mm-hmm. And to this day, I run into my young posse members who are now very successful because of the lines of open communication and to be able to train them for smart media watching.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wish a lot of that, we have lost our voice in the African American community to talk about issues that are going on in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
They have been, you know, you see blips on the screen where CNN will then start talking about it, and you had Roland Martin, now he's gone, It just keeps happening where we do not have a voice anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been my biggest disappointment with BET because the whole idea of starting that network was to provide a voice. African-American voice to the forefront.
To bring a voice, correct. Yeah. You're sort of touching on something that I wanted to give you an opportunity to explore, and that's your philanthropy. Because I know you're very proud of that, and of course we all appreciate it. Do you do it because you can? Or do you do it because you must?
Both. and it does happen, but you have to be, people have to understand, you don't have to have money to reach out to help people.
Absolutely right.
Okay? Mine, I just happen to have the ability to do this, and I'm going to talk about one program that I'm very, very proud of. I started a program at the Harvard Kennedy School of Leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had been doing some guest lecturing up there.
Mm-hmm.
And the very few African Americans that were there, there were a lot that I guess it was just about all from the Kennedy School came in to see me, and it was a large portion. But what I kept hearing over and over again, they said, you know, we've been accepted to Harvard. We have great ideas. We're very smart, but we can't find jobs. Mm. We don't have the networking that our white college students' friends have.
Mm-hmm.
And so we leave this great university and we just can't function.
Sure.
And I thought about this and I went to David Gergen,
mm-hmm.
and we talked about it and we came up with an idea where I have actually started a 5-year program where I take 10 incredible young leaders. They've either come out of graduate school or they're mid-career.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to train new leadership in the African American community, whether it be in from Teach for America or whether it'll be architects who are going to redevelop cities or people that are going to really focus on the education system. But these are going to be leaders of tomorrow that are really going to change the dynamics of the African American community. I couldn't do it at BET, so I'm trying to do it through Harvard. This is a 5-year program. There were 172 that applied. We took the top 10 cream of the crop. There were another 15 that we really wanted. The school president a woman, I must say, said, you know what, we can't afford to lose these other 15. So Harvard picked up the other 15.
They
are getting a full ride, including insurance and everything. So I don't want them to have to financially worry about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And they're putting their journey together on how they're going to change this country. This will go over 5 years. We will have a total of 50 fellows by the end of the 5 years. And it's not just even after the first 1 or 2 years, is they're going to really start making a difference. They will be with me. I've got 50 new children coming into my world that I will be with to the day I die.
Wow.
I'm going to teach them how to play in my sandbox. I'm going to introduce them to important people that are going to help shape their careers. I want them to learn to network. I want them to be comfortable in their own skill and to be able to challenge authority so that we can make changes in this country.
Have you given the program a name?
It's the Sheila C. Johnson Fellows at Harvard Kennedy School.
Sheila C. Johnson Fellows.
Yeah, they're my fellows.
They're your fellows.
At the Kennedy School for Leadership, yeah.
Well, that sounds outstanding. Sheila, we're going to have to end our great time together.
Okay.
I want to close as I started with thanking you for being on our show. And with the comments that you just made, thank you for your contributions to the community. I'm hopeful that if just one person hears something from one of these shows that changes their lives, then every one of them is worth it. I look forward to seeing you on November 7th at the Business Expo at Hammock Beach Resort. And until then, please have a blessed time.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sheila. Bye-bye.
Okay.
We will be right back, folks. This is Howard Holly, and you are listening to Against All Odds.
Hi, this is Gretchen Smith of the Flagler County Chamber. Our mission is to help local businesses thrive, which is also the name of our new business-to-business magazine. Thrive is a great tool for area businesses and others considering Flagler as their corporate home. With interesting content, business highlights, trending topics, and insights you won't find elsewhere, Thrive is produced by and for Flagler County businesses. To advertise in this quarterly magazine, call the Holly Group at 386-283-5907. Let us help you thrive.
Thrive Magazine and Intracoastal Bank present the 4th Annual Back to Business Expo, November 7th at Hammock Beach Resort in Palm Coast. Be in it to win it. Feature Sheila Johnson, CEO of Salamander Hotels and Resorts and co-founder of BET. Charles Freeman, Executive VP and Chief Revenue Officer of the Orlando Magic. Gain new skills. Learn from Disney on building a culture of innovation. Understand how technology impacts business and consumer behavior. Take the first step to excellence and be in it to win it. Register now, BACExpo.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to Against All Odds, How Successful People Overcome Adversity. And we just finished interviewing Sheila Johnson, founder and CEO of Salamander. Kristen, what did you think? What driveway moments did you walk away with?
Well, first, I thought she was great. To own so much and be so successful, or I think she's successful, even though she doesn't feel like she's completely developed in herself, but to be so successful yet so nice and down to earth and just, what an amazing woman.
Yeah.
And
I want to build on what you just said because, you know, what you're saying is what she said. There's more I want to do. I want to develop myself personally better. Wow.
And learn to trust herself better, she said. She's really working on it. It's going with her instincts.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously it's worked out well for her. She should keep following her instincts. If she wants to take some advice from me. But I think how she had to really pivot and do other things while still continuing to wait for Middleburg to come along. I mean, she said she bought it and it was 11 years until it could be developed.
11 years. Wow.
So she couldn't just sit there and wait and keep doing that. She had to do other things simultaneously, buy Innisbrook and different resorts and really develop her company while not giving up on Middleburg, but while pushing that forward, but also doing other things concurrently.
And developing a core of trusted colleagues, you know.
Oh, yeah. And she, I mean, the way she doesn't want, you know, narcissistic people, and they have to have good character and share her vision. I mean, those are things that it takes a lot of, like she said, trial and error to realize how to, you know, to have a half hour interview with someone and figure out if they're a good person and if they're going to work well in your organization.
Yeah, they have to be aligned on shared vision, because you can't lead an organization if everyone doesn't share the vision. They have to be a team player and be able to work with the other members of the team. She talked about that. And they have to have your shared sense of values, right? And then you've got to figure out what's real about each one of those in a relatively short time through your interviews. It's always challenging, no matter what organizations you're leading, whether it's in government or business. And this is now the third chapter of her life, right?
It is. She started as a concert violinist.
Yeah. Yep.
And her BET chapter.
Her BET.
And now this.
And now
hotels
Salamander.
And resorts.
Yep. So let's talk about the City of Palm Coast Business Expo.
Sheila Johnson is the featured keynote speaker. She'll be speaking at lunch November 7th, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Hammock Beach Resort. The other speakers are from the Orlando Magic, Charlie Freeman, who we interviewed last week, a woman from Disney, Franklin Covey, and Coastal Cloud. If you'd like to register, it's $99 for the day. You can register at www.bacexpo.com.
Great. Absolutely. We hope you can join us here if you live here. And as Kristen said last week, if not, fly in. So in either
case,
we have
good weather in November.
We wish you the best of luck in the upcoming week in overcoming your challenges both today and tomorrow. As always, my name is Howard Holly, and you are
Kristen Weitzel.
Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.